everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 6th, and the topic is wanting more. The quote is from Seneca. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. How many things do we need to make us happy? Fewer than we think. In fact, doesn't it sometimes feel like the more stuff we have, the less happy we feel? More stuff means more that we have to take care of, more than can suddenly go wrong on us, more clutter around us. We can't get everything we think we want, but we can readjust our thinking to find happiness in the riches we already have. How many times do we talk about, and how many times do people search out for professional services like organizing? How often do we purge our home and we donate stuff and then we go out and we get more stuff? How often are we attracted to things because we think that things are going to make us happy when there's gratitude and appreciation for what already is? How many stories have we heard about two people that have said, you know, when I was most happy is when I didn't have, fill in the blank. And at the same time, what is shown to us over and over again that equates success is the people with all the stuff, you know, the ghost, you know, the Rolex, the, you know, the jet, all the stuff, right? All those things that we equate things to as, oh, that's successful. I also like to think about on the flip side, when you talk to people from areas of the world who live and sustain on very little, and you see how happy they are. We can learn something. We can learn something, most definitely. All right. Here is the affirmation. It's a good day to count my blessings rather than the number of blessings I wish I had. Sometimes it's really hard to do that. Sometimes in a moment, we are, I want to say focused and fixated, but we're embraced by reality that causes reality of difficulty. And it's hard to count our blessings when our emotions are so heightened. And yes, if we do move from reality of, oh my gosh, it sucks right now, to someone that's saying, well, you know, someone else, you know, has it worse, and or another phrase is, well, just count your blessings. That doesn't validate the struggle. That doesn't validate the suffering. And how can we help one another compassionately move from validation and feeling safe and heard and comforted to then even bring up, what are some blessings? One thing that I do for myself when I have a day of where I'm not emotionally, you know, in a space that's, I don't want to say good, but it's kind of like icky. It reminds me of sticky muck. If I'm in a moment of sticky muck and it's lasting longer than what I want, I write myself a note, because this is a technique that I've taught myself, which is just try three things. Just try to do three things today. And you know what? That's good enough. It doesn't matter what those three things are. That's good enough. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being kind and gentle to myself. So while the message with Seneca is about, you know, the person who's actually at peace with themselves is the one who has less, there is a peaceness and a healing that happens when we realize that we are enough and that we don't need stuff in our life to make us validated. And that, yes, when we have moments that are that sticky mess, because yes, it's real, that those challenges are real, that when we are comforted, we can also give blessings and we can see those things while we're also validating at the same time. I want to preface this because I want to make sure that these messages are definitely come from a lived experience, and it's not just so black and white of this is the way that it is. It doesn't use toxic positivity is what I'm trying to say. All right, what do you guys think about this? What do you think about clearing of space and donating things? Because when we donate something, then it's a gift to somebody else, right? And it clears up the space. I just cleaned my house this weekend and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love it. Everything is so clean and minimal. I love that. I don't like clutter. My office is a different situation because this is like a lab. My office is like a laboratory. But the rest of my house, it's like, it's good. It's got good flow. It's got good energy. And what do you guys think about that? Have you noticed when you clean up a space that you're like, oh gosh, you know what? It just feels so much better. And how cool is it? So readjust our thinking about what happiness is. What are your thoughts? Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. Or better yet, put a comment in the box. Wouldn't that be nice? Because you know why? I'm going to say it. We want more comments. Yes, we do. And thank you so much for being here today together. Guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. As always, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.